Welcome back to the second half hour of music. You're listening to Bob's Used Record Shop. And you know, speaking of shopping, this next LP is from a record store I went to in Omaha, Nebraska called Canelin Records. I was there sometime in the early 80s. And this is a record called The Headliners Volume 3. It is a compilation of various artists from 1962, but put out exclusively for members of the Columbia Record Club. Danny, you remember the record clubs back in the 60s and 70s? Anyways, from that LP, here's a tune from Les Paul and Mary Ford.
I've been around to every town just to forget you. And every day I'm on my way to somewhere new. But miles apart, I belong back where I started. Each lonely day, in every way, I feel so blue. Sometimes I cry.
Someone new. Time to be alone. time to stay out all night long, but you know I'm too busy being
from her first solo album released back in 1988, Shadowland. That was K.D. Lang and a song called Busy Being Blue. Before that, we heard Go On Loving You from Les Paul and Mary Ford. More music now from an album released in 2011. Here is Doris Day.
This is the way I dreamed it. This is the way I knew it would be. This is the guy I hoped for all my life. I love him. Me and who would have thought it could work out? Who would have thought I could win? Who would have guessed that my luck would change and I'd end up with a guy like him? Here's what I'm hoping you'll do tonight. Get into bed and turn out your light. Picture that guy you've wanted. There with you. this is the way I dreamed it. This is the way I knew it could be. This is the night I hoped for.
Come shine.
A duet featuring Barbara Streisand and singer-songwriter guitarist John Mayer. A song from her 2014 release, Partners, and the American Songbook standard, Come Rain or Come Shine. Before that, we heard This Is the Way I Dreamed It by Doris Day from her 2011 release called My Heart. At age 87, this was her last release of previously unreleased material, songs that were actually recorded back in the mid to late 80s but had never been released. The song was written by her son, who was also her record producer, a gentleman by the name of Terry Melcher, and a co-writing song credit goes out to Beach Boy alumni Bruce Johnson. Let's continue now with music. Here's music from singer-songwriter J.J. Cale, all about making those rock and roll records.
I'll still be true.
From an original pressing of his 1963 LP, In Dreams, that was on the Monument Records label. That was Roy Orbison and a great tune called Lonely Wine. Before that, we heard J.J. Cale singing about rock and roll records, bringing it right down to the most basic, do it for a nickel a record. And we're going to continue now with music. Here's something from John Mellencamp.
Thank you.
paying tribute to those who came before. That was the Greg Kinn Band and a rockin' version of the Patsy Cline hit I Fall to Pieces. Before that, we heard John Cougar Mellencamp and a song from a soundtrack album to a movie called Cocktail. That was his take on the Buddy Holly hit Rave On. You've been listening to Bob's Used Record Shop. We'll see you next week.